ونتوكل على الله في الرياضة نوايا في السلوك الله تعالى العظيم في هذا المشهد. نكونتيني تفسير سورة الفيل من الآن الشيخ صاحب محمود في سيد.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ألم تر كيف فعل ربك بأصحاب الفيل؟ ألم يجعل كيدهم في تضليل وأرسل عليهم طيرا أبابيل ترميهم بحجارة من سجيل فاجعلهم كعصف مأكول. صدق الله العظيم.
صدق الله العظيم وبلغ نبيه الكريم ونحن على ذلك من الشاهدين الشاكرين بفضل سليم. We already have explained what is meant by أَلَمْ تَرَ كَيْفَ فَعَلَ رَبُّكَ بِأَصْحَابِ الْفِيلِ. Have you not seen what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has done with the people of the elephant? And here have you, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, not seen how your Lord dealt with the owners of the elephant? Did he not make their plot go astray? So he said, Alam Tara, and we explained that, have you not seen how your Lord dealt with the owners of the elephant? And how Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when Allah said to him, have you not seen what Allah has done with the people of elephant? So, what that mean, Ismail? That he saw. When Allah said to him, have you not seen? Yes, I saw. How he saw, and he was yet not born. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is affirming and confirming, have you not seen? It's a question mark. And he was in the womb of his mother, and he was born after 55 days. Means Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam the power of seeing anything before his birth. And we explained that in detail. And how not only before he was born, but in the womb of the mother, but he was able to see when he was in the back of his father. He was able to see when he was in the back of Sayyidina Ismail. He was able to see when he was in Sayyidina Ibrahim yet as a light. He was able to see when he was in the forehead of Adam alayhi salam. He was able to see before Adam when he said, I was a prophet and Adam between clay and water. So we explained that, and then we came to say that in Surah Al-Balad, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, gave an oath, لا أقسم بهذا البلد وأنت حل بهذا البلد. Now, as we explained it yesterday, that Allah is giving an honor to Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that as you are in this city of Mecca, the oath will be to you, because you are more precious to me than everything. And we explained that. And there is another opinion of scholars says that لا أقسم بهذا البلد وأنت حل بهذا البلد is the I swear by this city, Mecca. The first one which we explained, لا أقسم بهذا البلد, I do not swear by this city. So he gave the importance to Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. The other opinion is I swear by this city. So he said, لا أقسم بهذا البلد. What's that, Ismail, in Arab, in English? لا أقسم بهذا البلد. Okay. Now I'm going to read it differently and give me the translation. لا أقسم بهذا الوعد. زيادة.
No. I hope. I swear by God.
لا أقسم بهذا الوعد.
I am
confirming, I am swearing with this city. No, he is answering the unbeliever that Allah cannot swear, give an oath with this city, because that city is a forbidden city for any fighting. Makkah is, no one is allowed to fight in it. Especially Kaaba and the Haram. It's no way, it's Haram. The only person that was allowed to do what he wants to do, no restriction, was Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam when he entered victorious, coming back from Medina to Makkah and entered the holy city. Allah said to him, you can do whatever you like, because the honor is for you. My honor is for you. My respect is for you. You are the only one allowed to do what you want to do. And Ibn Abbas said, that لا أقسم بهذا البلد means is Makkah. وأنت حل بهذا البلد, that as long as Muhammad, you can do whatever you want in Makkah, which I made it a holy city that no one has right to do anything, fight in it. You are the only one, you have right to do whatever, it's up to your, your judgment. You can do whatever you want to do, and I am, because the honor goes to you. And that's why he said, I keep my oath in this city, even Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, do whatever he likes to do, still that city is holy, because Muhammad is holy. Understood or not? That city is holy, Makkah. No one can do any fighting. So Allah said, I gave permission to Muhammad to fight there, the only one. And still I am keeping it holy. Even Prophet can do whatever, because they killed one person there, who was hanging by the curtains of Kaaba, and he was one of the unbelievers. So even though there was a bloodshed in Kaaba, it was only allowed for Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It is said that in Allah harrama Makkah yawma khalaqa as-samawati wal ard, when Allah created heavens and earth, he made Makkah a holy city, forbidden for anyone to fight in it. And it is still that condition until judgment day. No one was given permission to do whatever he wants in Makkah except Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. No one can even shoot a rabbit. No one can shoot when you go for sight? Hunting. No one can even shoot hunting in Makkah. So Allah showing how much respect gave to his Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So we come back now to the verse, have you not seen what Allah has done and has dealt with the people of the elephant? So who are these people of the elephant? So in order not to go into too much detail, we'll summarize it. There was the king of Abyssinia, Al-Najashi. He had an army general that he left Abyssinia going to Yemen, conquering Yemen and opening Yemen. This is before the time of Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And he was able to control Yemen under his hand. And his name was Abraham. And there, he built a huge church. He decorated the church with all kinds of gold. And it was the most precious church that was available at that time. And he was proud of it and sent to the Najashi that I built that church for you, for your name. And it is said that he used to take all its stones and marble and gold. He was taking it from the palace of Balkis, Sheba. From the palace of Sheba that came and became Muslim under the hand of Sayyidina Sulaiman. And he built from the whatever left of that palace, he built his church. And he made it a magnificent, like today you say there are seven of the wonders of the world, he made it a wonder of the world at that time. Then he wrote to to Najashi, to the king, saying to him, I have built for you a church that no one before you was able to own such a church. And not only that, I made it for people, Arab, to come and make pilgrimage to that church. So why, in his heart, why he was building that church? Because he heard that people every year, two times, they go for a place in the desert called Mecca. And there is the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Sayyidina Ibrahim built. And people, they make pilgrimage there. So he wants to stop these people from going there and direct them to Yemen, to his church that he built. And that's why he made it decorated from all kind of decoration and begin to fight those caravans that used to go for Mecca. Until it came in his heart, Abraha sending to the king, although Najashi, I said before, I have explained that before, that when he died, Prophet ﷺ made Salatul Janaza on him. The only person, this was the first Salatul Janaza being made on an absent person, was for Najashi. And Prophet ﷺ said, I'm making Salatul Janaza on him because he's a Muslim. By Prophet praying on him Salatul Janaza, it shows, it declared to the Sahaba that Najashi entered into Iman. So Abraham wrote to the Najashi and he said, and that is one sign that Allah was not happy. And that sign is repeating itself today. So what Allah did with Abraham in the explanation of Surah Al-Fil later, in the continuation of Surah Al-Fil, he sent on them what? Tayran Ababil, these birds, to throw them with stones and kill them. Is that? So we'll explain that later. But now, that story is repeating itself. Allah was not happy with Abraham. He sent these birds from heavens coming down, destroying them. That story is repeating itself today. Look what Abraham said 1500 years ago. I'm sure that many of you are going to say that it's said another time this time. He said, وقال, and he said, لا تحزن, don't be sad. He's saying to the Najashi, although Najashi, Allah gave him a good heart, but he's right with him. Don't be sad. لا تحزن. إن لهم كعبة. They have a Kaaba. You know Kaaba
is the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is the square building that people go for Hajj and make tawaf there. Hiya fakhruhum. It is for them their fakhr, pride, and they respect it so well because it's for them, it is the highest way of belief. The belief of people at that time, and they were people, even idol worshippers at that time. They have their own idols inside the Kaaba and they worship the Kaaba. What do you think about after the Prophet came and he destroyed all the idols and directed the Muslim to pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and it is the house of Allah and you direct your face from any part around the world, it became like a center of the circle. Because not more anymore four walls. When you look at the Kaaba now, you see people are in circles around it. It's not like in squares. You don't see, the Kaaba is square. You don't see people in squares around it, is not? How you see them? Circles. So it is the center, the Kaaba is the center of the circle. So he said, this is their fakhr, this is their pride. What they are happy with. Are you not happy with to visit Kaaba? Everyone is happy. So what he said, look. Allah, Allah. That is one of the signs coming. Allah. لا تحزن. Don't be sad. إِنَّ لَهُمْ كَعْبَة. They have a prayer house. هِيَ فَخْرُهُمْ. It's their honor, their pride. فَنَنْسِفُ أَبْنِيَتِهَا. We will blow up the Kaaba. We'll blow it for them. We'll destroy it. وَتُبِيحُ دِمَاؤُهَا. And we will make bloodshed there. وَنَنْهَبُ أَمْوَالُهَا. And we will take all its money. Anyone said something like that recently? Did you hear anything like that recently? Did you hear it? Who said that? Some people said that. Allah. Abraham 1500 years said it. Today some people repeated it. He said, we'll blow it up. We'll make a bloodshed. Take its money. Means change everything there. And that is a sign. That is a big sign. That kingdom of Allah is coming, controlling the world at that time now. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is looking, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala leaving people, yumhil wala yuhmil. He's patient, he let people say whatever they want, do whatever they want, but he don't leave them without giving what they deserve. So this is, he said 1500 years ago. If you read in this one, in this Quran that printed in Medina recently, and we open on Surah Al-Fil, and look, we never see what is said in that tafsir about what Abraha wrote back to Najashi. It's not mentioned here. You cannot find it anywhere. So they never mentioned. So these signs that we are after, that is 1500 years been mentioned, and now it is repeated. You cannot find it here. So when you are reading that, وَقَالَ لَا تَحْزَنْ إِنَّ لَهُمَا كَعْبَةٌ هِيَ فَخْرُهُمْ فَنَنْسِفُ أَبْنِيَتِهَا وَنُبِيحُ دِمَاؤُهَا وَنَنْهَبُ أَمْوَالُهَا. They have a Kaaba. Don't be sad. It is their pride. So just blow it for them up. Destroy it. Make bloodshed there. Take its money. And finish. That's what we need. So what Abraha did, this is what Abraha is saying. So he left. فخرج أبرهة بجند كثير. He went out of Yemen toward Kaaba to destroy it. And with him he has a huge white elephant. Taking him with him to be the front of the army. Subhanallah. They plan and Allah plans. And Allah the best planner. They wanted to destroy Kaaba, Allah destroyed them. Don't come against Allah. That is, you have to know. Means, do everything that Allah likes. And this is a general message to Muslim first and to non-Muslim. To Muslim is that, don't disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When you come against Allah, Allah will punish you. We, Muslim, Allah said, مَا وَسِعَتْنِي سَمَاءِ وَلَا أَرْضِي وَلَكِنْ وَسِعَنِي قَلْبَ عَبْدِيَ الْمُؤْمِنِ. Neither my heavens nor my earth contain me. The heart of the believer contain me. قَلْبُ الْمُؤْمِنِ بَيْتُ الرَّبِّ. The heart of the believer is the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So don't destroy your Kaaba, O mu'min. It is the place of manifestation of Allah's light in your heart. Allah is sending, bestowing His beautiful names in your heart, sending them, making your heart full of knowledge. When you are destroying that container, means what you are destroying, like Abraha destroyed Kaaba, you are not physically destroying Kaaba, you believe in Kaaba, but you are destroying the spiritual dimension in your life, means Allah will punish you. And that's why Muslims are not successful today. Why they are not successful? Allah said, Al-Izzatu lillah wa lirasulihi wa lilmu'mineen. Success or pride is for Allah, for His for Prophet and for His believers. So if we have success, and Allah gave and all that we will have success and pride, why we are losers? Why we are Muslim Ummah is losing? Either we are on haq or we are on battle. Are we on haq? Why we are losing? Huh? Look, Muslims around the world, the whole Muslim around the world are losing. From Indonesia to Singapore to Central Asia to Arab countries to subcontinents to North Africa to South Africa to Europe to here. People are losing. Muslims are losing. Why? Means they are not keeping the way of Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. If we follow Sahaba, they were not losing. They were successful. They opened east and west, is not? They reached Spain. They reached China. Central Asia, China, subcontinent, Indonesia, Malaysia. The Far East. The North Africa, South Africa, Europe, America, huh? They were successful. Why were not successful? Because we twisted religion to politics. It's not anymore a pure religion. It's mixed with your interest of leading this world with revolutionary ideas, revolutionary Islam now. There is nothing now except Islamic revolutions, revolutionizing Islam.
Islam cannot be revolutionized. Islam peaceful religion. Cannot get some leaders who came in this century, 20th century, from the beginning to now, and trying to change all these tafsir of Quran. You cannot find today in the new tafsirs. The new tafsirs today of what people are using, like Maududi and Sayyid Qutb, is only pure politics. What? Allah didn't say to you, turn Islam to politics. And what kind of politics? You have to know that politics, one time Maulana Sheikh Nazim, may Allah bless him, was speaking with a very high politician. He said, oh my son, that man came to him and said, oh Sheikh, I love you, I like you. All his family is Sheikh's murid. They are big politicians in one country. I'm not going to mention which one. And he came to Sheikh, he took bayah with Sheikh, he said to him, advice, give me an advice. He said, oh my son, إِن لَمْ تَكُنْ ذِئْبًا أَكَلَتْكَ الذِّئَابُ. You know what's that? If you were not, or if you are not a fox, foxes will eat you. And fox means a liar, a deceiver, a cheater. Means he is telling him that politics is all lies and cheating. There is nothing else. There is nothing from politics except cheating, deceiving, lying, conspiracy. All this is in politics. And there might be people, some people they might not agree with, but they agree or they don't agree, we have to say it. So when they turned religion into such kind of issue, of course, they are destroying their hearts. People before, only their concern was Allah, His Prophet, and His Sahaba, His Ahlul Bayt, and His book, Quran, Holy Quran, Hadith of Prophet, Tafsir, Sharia. That was the what people used to life of knowledge, isn't it? And how many years they were living people at that time? How much they were their ages? Normal age. 60? 65? Today how much? Average age. How much? 77. After that, what happened? How will you die? So you die 65 or die 75? You die 65 or you die 85, you are dying. So it's better to take that knowledge with you or to take dunya with you. That's why he said, when Abraha wanted to destroy Kaaba, it's a message for us, don't destroy the house of Allah in your heart. So when Abraha arrived, he want to... So Abdul Muttalib, the grandfather of Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, came. I'm summarizing here because it's a story. And Abdul Muttalib said he wants from him to give him the... He wants to destroy the Kaaba. So what Abdul Muttalib is going to do? That Abraha coming with a big elephant and thousands of soldiers, what he can do? There's no one. So Abraha entering Mecca, so Abdul Muttalib, he is the chief, the leader of Mecca. So what he said? Do you know what he said? He said, أنا رب الإبل وللبيت رب يحمي. أنا رب الإبل. I am the owner of my camels. Means أنا رب الإبل. I am the owner of. We use in Arabic رب to mean to say رب الأسرة, the head of the family. You say Rabbul Ibn, the head of, or the owner of the, owner of the camel, lord of camels. And to this house, there is a lord will protect. Give me my camels, I don't care. You go, do what you want. Allah will take care of his house. I take care of my camels. They cannot do it. Means, when you take care of mu'min, every word in this tafsir means something. When you take care of yourself, and you look your mistakes, and your ibl is, your camel is your ego. That camel that you are carrying inside you is bigger than you. It's like a camel. So the body, your body is small. The camel is huge. So that huge building inside you, destroy it. Kill it. That is the, that what you have to, not running after dunya. Direct your heart toward akhirah. Submit to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Submit to Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Don't complain in your life, especially women complaining all the day and time and night to their husbands. And husbands also complaining on their wives. So it's vice versa. Or else they will be upset. So, so what he is telling us, that camel in you is a huge building, means a huge issue that you have to bring it down. So he said, I am the owner of the camel. I'm going to take care of my camel. When I take care of my camel, bring it down to its normal size, Allah will take care of his house, means Allah will take care of your spiritual container, that his will bestow his mercy and his beautiful names, sending that light in that heart. So both sides. But Abdul Muttalib is saying, you can understand it also in a spiritual interpretation. So he said to Abraham, go, do what you want. Why you are coming to me? I'm not going to fight with you. He saw the elephant, Abdul Muttalib. What he wants to do? Big, huge elephant from India. What is going to do with these elephants? They said it was a white elephant, and many of them in India, huge ones. They never, in that period of time, they were living. Allah knows, there is still of them now. Allahu Akbar. So what happened is that Abdul Muttalib said to them, I am the owner of the camel. Allah has, this house has its owner. He said, no, we are not going back. We are coming here to destroy that house. That's, it's according to Ibn Abbas. We are coming, إِنَّ هَذَا بَيْتُ اللَّهِ لَنْ يُصَلِّتْ عَلَيْهِ أَحَدٍ. He said, Abdul Muttalib, that Allah owns that house, and no one has the power to control that house. It's for Allah, for everyone. They said, no. قَالُوا لَا نَرْجَعْ حَتَّى نَهْدِمُ. This is Ibn Abbas is saying, we'll not go back until we destroy it. And they push the elephant, and the elephant back up. They push the elephant, and the elephant back up. So the elephant was afraid to approach. And when the elephant comes, and when they pushed him hard, the elephant went into on his knees. Doesn't want to continue. Who else went into its knees in Medina? The camel of Prophet.
When Prophet said, when the Sahaba, every Sahabi was asking him to come to his house, he said to the camel, wherever the camel would stop, that will be the place. And it was Sayyidina Ba'ibul Ansar. So the camel went into its knees. The field, the elephant went into its knees. Means when you reach a divinely place, you have to go to your knees in prostration to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You cannot, you have to know your size. Elephant is big, is not? Camel is big, is not? They went into their knees in the one in Medina for Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The field is in Makkah, in the front of the Kaaba. Means they knew that they are very tiny size. When you reach that level of sizing yourself down, then everything open to you. He said here, this kind of elephant, this white elephant, that at that time they were at that time, never it comes on its knees when it goes down. And when it is pregnant, it goes pregnant for 7 years. And when it gives it gives birth to the child, it doesn't give it except in the river. It goes in the river and give its child then. Because it deliver when it is standing. Cannot deliver when it is on its knees down. So, and the male elephant will be protecting the female elephant when it's giving birth from any snake or any kind of danger animal. So that elephant was going into knees, doesn't want to continue. So what Allah said, when that happened, Abraha pushed himself in and want to reach the Kaaba. And what Allah sent, He sent these birds. And inshallah next time, we will explain what kind of birds Allah was sending and what they were carrying in their mouth from these neutron bombs. That they are pebbles, but like a neutron bombs. Like a neutron bombs.